break for Tevez. First through, Lucarelli gets around Felipe.
Listening to Sports Overnight Weekend. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Live from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Welcome to hour number two of Johnny Taco and his All-Stars. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. Soon to be joined by my All-Stars, Dominic Cadwaller Jimenez, and of course, Zach Attack Young. Charles J will be joining us in this hour as well. Of course, talking about the man, the genius, who plays by JAY.com website. Lots of things to talk about straight up. Thurman Porter. Wow. Keith Thurman winning a fight over Sean Porter tonight. It was on CBS television. Boxing back on network television. We could talk the MMA world as well. We got the world of Pete Rose. How about Pete Rose? Cincinnati Hall of Fame. How about the Baseball Hall of Fame? Interviewed the guy in 2004. Found him to be a great guy to be around. And guess what? He likes to party, too. So we got lots of things to talk about. We've got open phone lines. If you'd like to join us, you can. I give you permission. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, we've also got the Skype line. Take that back. The Twitter line going as well. And the address there is at Taco Man Radio. Once again, this is the Taco Man live from the city by the bay. The Sports Byline Studios. My grill. We're grilling it for the next hour right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, live from San Francisco, California.
Decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOBoxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
When it comes to boxing fans, nobody is truer than the Mexican boxing fan. I kid you not. Talk about pugilism personified from like 4 or 5 years old. Of course, guys turn pro down there at the age of 13, 14, sometimes 15. Julio Cesar Chavez, the iconic figure that he was, turned pro, I believe, at the age of 16. But I've got to say this, okay? Canelo Alvarez is the world middleweight champion. Of course, he's just renounced the WBC title at 160 pounds. And now the 41-1-1 junior middleweight, former middleweight champion, of course, is now dropping down to 154 pounds after tentatively agreeing to fight the much-avoided Gennady Golovkin, the pound-for-pound best, according to Larry Merchant, the former HBO godfather. 35-0, 32 KOs is Triple G. Triple G and Canelo Alvarez, it was supposed to happen. Of course, Canelo Alvarez taken out. Now he's going to fight September the 17th, Liam Smith. And, of course, he's coming to us from the U.K. He is the WBO, the World Boxing Organization, 154-pound champion. I think he's 25-0-1 with something like 15 whacks. But the bottom line is this is not a fight that the Mexican people want. They wanted him to fight Canelo Alvarez. They wanted Canelo Alvarez, of course, and Gennady Golovkin to fight. And, Zach, are we going to see a blowback on this one? Can there be a flashback on Canelo Alvarez? Do you think possibly he would change opponents if public opinion went totally against him?
I don't know if he'd necessarily change opponents, but I do think that there's going to be a backlash. I mean, I've already seen a lot of the backlash against him. I saw a lot of Canelo fans, and, you know, now I'm seeing a lot of people that can't really make excuses for the guy. It's like, you can't tell me Liam Smith is a bigger name than Golovkin or brings more money to the table. And not only that, but Canelo Alvarez is fighting at a weight that he claimed he couldn't make anymore.
Would you associate Canelo Alvarez's name with the two words punk ass? And let's be honest, that's some punk ass stuff to basically agree to a fight, tell people you're going to take a fight, take another fight with the agreement that you were going to fight Golovkin afterwards, because they gave him that Amir Khan fight, that easy fight against the smaller Khan with the soft chin. They gave him that fight and paid him all kinds of money to do it with the basically a verbal agreement that he was going to fight Golovkin.
That is a good point. I mean, they gave him a soft opponent. He was supposed to fight Golovkin just like Cotto was supposed to fight Golovkin, just like Martinez was. Like, these guys just are not fighting Golovkin, and it's too bad because they're wasting, like, the prime years of a great fighter. And as far as this fight goes, I don't even think this is the best guy that Canelo could have fought at 154. Yep. I think he could have fought the Charlos. You know, there's a couple guys. He could have fought Andrade, but he fights this guy who nobody outside of the UK has ever even heard of.
Okay, outside of Mexico, though, the flashback, I'm reading different blogs, things like that. Even the Filipino fans were a little disappointed. They were hoping to see Golovkin and Canelo Alvarez. That's not going to happen. Let's talk about something that did happen tonight. Of course, I'm talking about Keith Thurman, the WBA welterweight champion, 147 pounds, probably the best welterweight in the world, or 1A with the Kell Brook, the IBF title holder. Kell Brook took the title from Sean Porter about 16 months ago. And, of course, Sean Porter was in the ring tonight with Keith Thurman. They went at it in the end of 12 rounds. Of course, It was a 7-5 as far as the rounds were concerned. His scores 115-113. Thurman now 27-0, 22 wax. Thurman lose. I take that back. Porter losing for the second time. Of course, losing that one fight to Kell Brook. I got to ask you, 7-5, that was a close fight. How close was it? It was very intense. I couldn't score it, but it was very intense.
It was a very close fight. I thought the right guy won. I thought the scorecards were right. I mean, I thought it was just a great night for boxing. I mean, what did you think of the fight?
Well, I thought it was a great night for boxing as well. I mean, you know, there was like almost 400 power punches thrown in 12 rounds between these two guys. In fact, Thurman had a 203-177 edge in these power punches. That means right hands being thrown from the right side. So, you know, I give these guys their props. They came to fight. They delivered, and I think it was a good fight for network television. CBS TV came back and showed this fight on CBS, and I think it's just great. It was prime time, 8:30 on the west on the East Coast, 5:30 on the West Coast. So I just thought it struck all the bells tonight. And, you know, I really, really think that that's what premier boxing champions needs. I think Al Haymon needs about 4 or 5 of those fights on CBS and ABC or NBC, some of the bigger networks, Fox maybe. And he'll cultivate a sport, he'll cultivate a new group of boxing fans the sport has never seen before. I'm talking about the millennials. The millennials got to get into boxing. If the millennials got into boxing, boxing will go through the roof.
They got to make it trend on Twitter.
Mike Mile Alvarado was winning tonight, 36-4, now 24 KOs. He shook off some early stuff against Josh Torres. Torres coming in vastly inexperienced, 15-4, left at 15-5. That was in, down in Dallas, Texas at the Bomb Factory. But I got to tell you, at the end of the day, poor Alvarado, he took so many punches in a couple of fights back. Was it Provodnikov that just beat the snot out of him? Was it Provodnikov that almost handed him his head?
It was Provodnikov. Marquez did a good job of handing him his head. Rios, I mean, there was a string of fights that were just very rough for Mike Alvarado.
And all four of those losses were ass-kickings, weren't they?
They were all pretty bad.
The scores tonight, and Alvarado has lowered himself to fighting in 8-round main events. I kid you not. Scores are 77-6, 77-76, which means even, 78-74, and 77-75 as far as the rounds or the points were concerned. And the co-feature, 2008 Russian Olympian, a former world title challenger, Matt Korobov, a guy that Pedro thought that was like boxing Viagra. Didn't happen. 26-1, 13 KOs. A unanimous win over Texas' Brian Vera, 23-11 now. Brian Vera just never made it. Brian Vera had that one shot, had one good fight. Outside of that, just an average fighter.
Right. He had, well, I mean, he beat Andy Lee, correct? That was the guy who beat Andy Lee.
Yeah, that was his claim to fame.
And he also got that kind of, a lot of people thought he beat Julio Cesar Chavez in their fight.
He did beat Julio Cesar Chavez in that fight, but he got, you know, he wanted the elevator and got the shaft. All right, let's just switch gears real quick. This guy, you know, you and I have been hot on him tonight. He looked fabulous. I'm talking about the IBF heavyweight title holder, Anthony Joshua, 2012 Olympic gold medalist. Even Dominic said this kid's fantastic, man. 6'7", fought a guy that was actually taller than him. And Dominic Brazil came in 17-0, an outstanding amateur out of Alhambra, California, with 15 wax. But TKO in 7, the time was 1-1, dropped him twice. I got to tell you, Joshua is boxing Viagra without having to take the pills. You don't have to take a pill to get up to watch him.
You know what? He put it together tonight. I mean, this was the toughest test that he's had so far. And I honestly thought Dominic Brazil deserved some credit because he took some hard shots, and even the commentators were talking about how shocked they were that he was still standing. So he gets some credit for being as tough as he was, because a lot of people thought that Joshua was just going to tear through him.
The son of the UK legend, I'm talking about former WBO 168-pound champion Chris Eubank Sr., Chris Eubank Jr., 23-1 now, 18 wax, fresh off that 4-round KO over Tom Doran on Saturday, take it back on Friday. Over there in the UK, he says he wants Gennady Golovkin. Here's a guy that's calling out Golovkin. He's not scared of him. That's sort of good.
That is good. And do you think he has a chance? I like his chances more than Billy Joe Saunders' chances.
Yeah, well, you know what? I think we should play that Don King thing about as far as chances are concerned when you come to fighting Gennady Golovkin. You've got Slim and none, and guess what? Slim just left town. Guess what? We've got open phone lines all across America, Canada, Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, all over the place. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7867. 7529. The Twitter thing. The Twitter thing is happening. Talking tweeting. And the address is, of course, at Taco Man Radio. So we still got some things to talk about, some headlines as well. Outside of only Von Miller was a dick. Von Miller was a dick at a club called the Playhouse Nightclub in L.A. on Thursday. Guess who was there? Draymond Green. Draymond Green was there. Rick Ross was there. Busta Rhymes was there. Nicki Minaj was there. The bottom line is they was all hanging with the stars with Draymond. Draymond shaking off that loss to the Cavs 2 days later. What the hell? Taking it to the bank, baby. You're tuned to Sports Byline. That was your combat sports update brought to you by the WBO. This is Sports Byline. His tongue is cut in two.
Keep on the street because you're in danger. This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
But he has a shock in store for him. He has two great chances, Slim and none, and Slim's out of town.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Messi! Messi with a record-breaking goal! 2-0 Argentina, number 55.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
We're talking happy feet. How about no Tony Robbins motivational seminar in Dallas? Went off the charts Thursday night when 30 people walked on hot coals, had to get treated for burns, according to reports. Five people were hospitalized Thursday night while the rest were treated on site for burns on their feet and lower legs. Tony encouraged these people to walk across the coals to conquer their fears. Listen, the bottom line is you can't have fat people walking across the coals real slow and taking selfies. You do that, you're going to get your feet burnt. Bottom line is we're talking soccer, and, of course, that means Dominic Cadwallader-Jimenez. Mr. Pelé, take it away.
Let's start with that clip that we just heard out of the break. Lionel Messi becomes Argentina's all-time goal scorer, passes Gabriel Bautista's old record of 54. Unfortunately, that record performance came unfortunately at the hands of the U.S. The U.S. loses their Copa America semifinal match to Argentina 4-0. Chile beat Colombia 2-0 in the other semifinals. So now we have the final setup. It's going to be happening on Sunday at about 5 p.m. Pacific, I believe, at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. It'll be Chile versus Argentina, a rematch of the last Copa America final, which Chile won. Chile has been absolutely phenomenal this tournament, including hanging a touchdown against Mexico, beating them 7-0, actually at Levi's Stadium a week and a half ago. So it's going to be a great final. The U.S., they lose the third-place game to Colombia 1-0. Second time they've actually lost to Colombia. They lost 2-0 in the opening game of the tournament back in the group stages. But the U.S., while gets great, they finish in fourth place. That's fantastic. This is a tournament they're not supposed to be in. But there's a lot left to be desired. There were a few tactical question marks. And when certain guys were missing, the replacements just were not up to par. So there's a lot of question marks still with the U.S. soccer going forward, getting ready for 2018's World Cup and the World Cup qualifying for Russia. But there's a lot to be hopeful for.
My Mexican homies were upset a week ago, huh? 7-0. Well, had they won? How many games did they win going straight? Good, like 11, 12, 17?
It was a 22-game unbeaten streak.
Wow.
So win or draw. So they hadn't lost in 22 straight games. And then Chile hung a touchdown on them, 7-0. And it was amazing because, like I said, Mexico had been playing so well. A lot of people thought, hey, maybe Mexico can win this thing. It's another North American team that are normally not in the Copa America, and they look like they had a chance. And then Chile just reasserts their dominance as the defending champions and hangs a 7 on them.
Hanging out with some fine female over in Oakland, California this week, okay? Guess what? It was quiet when they came back from the soccer game, the 7-0. That just like silenced them, no doubt about it. And then, of course, Cleveland Cavaliers romping all over the Warriors in Game 7. So Oakland, California, my Latino friends over there, my neighbors, were not happy campers this week. So outside of this, what about this big final coming up? And that's tomorrow, you say, it's in New Jersey?
It's going to be at New Jersey MetLife Stadium where the Giants and the Jets play. I'm not 100% sure. I don't know how it can't be sold out just because the hype to the fact that the U.S. is hosting this tournament. It's not a tournament that happens on a yearly basis or anything like that. And now that the final is set, you've got a star in it. Probably the most recognizable footballer or soccer player, whatever you want to call it, right now with Lionel Messi playing for Argentina. He's healthy. He's playing well. The fanfare, even the casual fan, if they are not priced out, has to be interested in it.
Let me ask the above-average sports fan, Zach Attack Young. Will you watch that soccer game, Zach?
Yeah, I mean, I've watched a lot of this Copa America and a lot of the UEFA, you know. I don't know. I really think that soccer's been catching on here, especially the last, like, couple World Cup cycles. So,
are there any American stars that really step out? I mean, are there any guys that really can be like a Willie Mays or something like that as far as soccer is concerned here in the United States?
No, it's going to take some kind of – I think Landon Donovan's the greatest American player ever, but even then he still – especially if we're going to bring Willie Mays into the comparison, Landon Donovan, far from it. He was good over in Europe. He was great in MLS. He's the best American player ever. Clint Dempsey's probably their best player, but I don't think he's even on the same level as Landon Donovan. They have some really young guys, Bobby Wood, Christian Pulisic, and Jordan Morris, but these guys are, you know, 19, 20, so it's hard to say if they're going to be the new face of American soccer going forward.
Some other headlines I want to mention, University of West Virginia football program, of course, the players, the coaches, and the staff, they've all stepped up to help the victims, and I want you to help the victims of this devastating flood. I mean, it's just absolutely incredible in West Virginia. 25, 30 people are dead by now. If you can donate any money or time to the Red Cross, please do so. The people in West Virginia, our own people now. I'm not asking you to throw money across the pond. Throw money for our own people here in the U.S. of A. Dominic?
Yeah, that's a really unfortunate thing. And, you know, a lot of times we see sports kind of being a source for when these kind of disasters happen. A source of unity for the community, you know, when Katrina hit, New Orleans, the Saints, they use their stadium as refuge for people. We saw it.
Wait, that's where Barbara Bush said that they've got it better there in the stadium than they did at home. Do you remember that quote?
I do remember that.
That took some balls to say that. You know, I don't care if she does as a crusty old lady and needs a shave or not. That really took a lot of guts to say that. That the people living in the middle of the ballpark, living on a field on AstroTurf, on cots, or sleeping on the floor, or sleeping in the seats, had it better than they had it at home. What does that say about a former president's wife to say something that callous?
Yeah, I don't even want to. I can't even quite comprehend just how insane of a comment that is. Granted, the conditions once the flooding and all that and the levees broke, obviously the conditions at the stadium were going to be better. But we saw it. There were a lot of, I think they call them districts over there, a lot of areas where it was very low income housing, and they seemed to be the people most affected by the disaster. So we saw the PGA cancel the golf tournament this weekend in West Virginia out of respect to the flooding. So I do hope that, you know, the PGA can find a way to help that community. You just mentioned West Virginia's athletics. They're doing their thing to try to help out. I love seeing it when sports can be a driving force for change and unity, especially right now. There's so many tumultuous things going on here and globally.
Orlando, Florida.
Orlando, the UK, it's everything's Donald Trump on the brink of possible presidency.
Let me tell you like this. I'm going to run it to you like this, okay? I will eat a stack of paper on this show, on air, and I've said this over the years. I've never had to do it on bets, okay? But I will eat a stack of paper, 10 sheets of 8x10-inch paper on air if Donald Trump becomes president. I'll tell you right now, he ain't becoming president. Believe it, no way, no how.
Okay, I'm just saying the fact that he's still in the race and he's going to be the Republican nominee leads to the entire notion of chaos that is kind of taking over the world right now.
Hey, you know, Zach, I want to give props to the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Miami Dolphins. They threw up $400K, of course, for this this attack down there in Orlando, Florida, for the victims of 49 people that died. Of course, the Muslim extremist that killed these people, he was actually a closeted gay guy. They said he was staking out the club. I got to ask you this, Zach. Would you be staking out a club? Would you need to go there 50 or 60 times to stake out a club, or would you need to go there once or twice to stake it out?
Yeah, that's always a little bit suspicious, but it seems like the people you run across that are like the most anti-gay a lot of times are in the closet, so it doesn't really surprise me.
No, that's something I've always learned here in the city by the bay. Of course, when I see two gay guys walking down the street, you know what I say to myself, Dominic?
Great for them.
No, two more chicks for me.
I forgot.
Come on. No, I'm just being honest with you. You know, the people in Orlando, they're trying to recover this and that, and there's been some horrible things said this week. I mean, a couple of guys saying that he's hoping that the rest of the people in the hospital have died. There was some pastor in New York City. I mean, this is absolutely crazy. That world's just being turned on its end. Let's talk about the world of MMA just for a second, Zach. War Machine. Of course, remember him, that fluke? He was on Bellator, and he did okay, but he wasn't really an upper-level fighter. Remember War Machine?
Yeah, I remember him. Yeah. I remember more for the things he did outside of the octagon than inside.
Well, that's what I'm trying to bring up. The fact that he's in jail in Clark County Detention Center, of course, with a on charge for attempted murder, when, of course, he tried to kill his girlfriend, Christy Mack. She was that porn star. He tried to choke her to death. He said it was an S&M bondage type of thing, and she was all into it, this and that. But I think they had some video of it, and she didn't look like she was all into it to me. And the bow bruises after. Anyway, War Machine. Attempted murder charge is still waiting in the Clark Center Contention Center. He's pitching a beef, and he's trying to get religion into this. He's saying he wasn't allowed his bread, he wasn't allowed to do Passover service, and wasn't allowed a rabbi for his Jewish services. The bottom line is War Machine trying to make some money. He's going to jail probably for life.
Most likely. I mean, you can't really do something like that and not expect to go to jail for life.
Dominic, what else is new in the world of sports?
Yeah, you know, switching it back to soccer a little bit, the Euros are happening. They're getting ready for the quarterfinals. That's a huge European tournament, basically the European equivalent of the Copa America. A lot of teams, one side of the bracket, I've just got to say, is absolutely stacked. These are the teams all on one side of the bracket, so they will meet before the finals. You got Germany, Italy, Spain, and France, all on the and England, all on the same side of the bracket. That's ludicrous.
Folks, these are my all-stars. You can see why I surround myself with great people. It makes me even be greater than I am. But the bottom line is, I've got two great assistants, two great right hands, and a great producer as well. I'm talking about the great Scott Cuddy on the other side of the glass, pushing the buttons, pulling the things, all that kind of good stuff. Of course, here we've got Dominic Cadwallader Jimenez in the studio this week. I am privileged. I feel privileged to have you here. You know that, right?
You're welcome.
Exactly. And, of course, Zach Attack Young broadcasting from the backseat via dial-up of his 1984 Pontiac Ferrero down there in Compton, California. Still some headlines to go. Still got some sports to talk about. Another 25 minutes to go here. Hour number two of two. Sports Byline, Sports Overnight America. Johnny Talking is All-Stars. We're here to serve you. You want to join us? You can. Feel free. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Sports Overnight America live on Sports Byline.
To the future, it's time you'll find just another color-coded crime. Incision and a suture.
Results may vary.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers. And if I can do it, you can do it too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com now.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-603-0997. That's 1-800-603-0997. 1-800-603-0997. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
What about Don Sutton?
Oh, I wore his ass out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. I wore Don Sutton. Two guys on the Dodgers I wore out. Don Sutton and Bob Welsh. Oh, I could have went up blindfolded and got hits off those guys. I mean, really. I mean, Ray Charles could hit Don Sutton.
What?
And Ray had a hard time seeing the ball, man.
Yeah, he did. There's no question. We all know.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Okay, the baseball theme, because of the fact Pete Rose was inducted in the Cincinnati Reds Boxing Hall of Fame, Baseball Hall of Fame. Dominic, is the Baseball Hall of Fame in his future?
The way that things have been going here, I don't think it's going to happen until it's a posthumous thing. Rob Manfred, he seems to kind of be taking on the same approach that his predecessor, Bud Selig, did when he decided to uphold Rose's ban, not wanting to disrespect the commissioner. I believe it was Faye Vincent that handed out that punishment to Rose. And I think Manfred's going to kind of keep the same thing that Selig did. And like I said, I don't think Charlie Hustle gets in unless it's a posthumous thing.
You know, Zach, I interviewed Charlie Hustle at the Staples Center with Don King on my side. It was, I think it was in 2004. It was a funny foursome. It was Nikolai Valuev, Don King, myself, and Pete Rose standing in a foursome side by side. So I'm interviewing Pete Rose, and we got into the baseball thing pretty good. And, you know, I saw him look off into the distance, and he's really bothered by that. I mean, it's emotional for him not to be in the Baseball Hall of Fame. I mean, Charlie Hustle, and I'm still not recognizing Ichiro as an all-time hits leader. Are you?
No, I mean, I'm sorry. Japanese baseball is very good. It's one of the best leagues in the world, but it's just not the same as the MLB, and I just don't see how anybody can see that as like an equal accomplishment.
Okay. You're a big Ichiro fans. Talk to me about that. I mean, do you think his hits should be combined?
No, definitely not. It's wow. The Japanese, the Nippon Professional Baseball League, is not the same as MLB, exactly like Zach said. Ichiro you could consider him the greatest hitter of all time. I would have no problem with somebody making that argument, but they definitely should not count his hits in Japan. And, you know, Barry Bonds actually said that the issue is not debating who was the better hitter. It was the issue at hand is figuring out a better way to get these Japanese players over before they're already 27, 28, and already in their prime. Imagine if Ichiro's in Major League Baseball from the time that, you know, a lot of these young guys, Ichiro started his career at 18. Maybe he comes over here at 19, 20, maybe even 21. Then we actually might be making a case that Ichiro is the all-time hit king. But unfortunately, no matter what happens, it's not fair to Pete Rose for Ichiro to be considered the all-time hit king.
Interesting. Arrest report, Seattle quarterback Tavares Jackson, who played in four games in 2015, the 2006 draft pick for quarterback of the Minnesota Vikings, was arrested this week in Florida. He got drunk. He loaded a gun, pointed at his wife, and said, "I'll kill you." Bottom line is, I think he's getting some jail time. There won't be any of these domestic violence courses for them. I think there's some jail time here because there's a firearm involved. What do you think, Zach?
Yeah, probably a suspension from the NFL as well, I would think, in this case. I mean, they've really been cracking down on the domestic violence, and this is kind of over the top.
Okay, Zach, you know, I was thinking about these. Speaking of the NFL, talk about like the two or three, four best players maybe in the NFL, not our quarterbacks. J.J. Watt, without a doubt, the best player in the NFL right now?
He's definitely up there. I mean, I think you...
I mean, wait, time out. Winner of three of the past four Defensive Player of the Year awards. He's dominant. He's game-wrecking. I mean, he's a monster. You got to rank him up there with Reggie White and Lawrence Taylor as, like, some of the most devastating stalkers and stackers in the game.
Yeah, you could do that. And one thing that he has going for him, too, is they use him on offense sometimes. So he's actually more versatile than people realize. So I think you're right. I think you're onto something with him being at least one of the top players in the NFL.
I am the Taco Man. Welcome to my grill, Johnny Taco's Grill. Of course, I got some all-stars hanging with me in-house. I've got the great Dominic Cadwallader Jimenez, and I thank him so much for his presence. The limo is outside waiting for him. And, of course, maybe I can hop a ride at least to the BART with him. We'll see. And, of course, Zach Attack Young on the line from the on the dial-up. Let's tell the truth. On the dial-up from the backseat of his Pontiac Ferrero, 1984 Pontiac Ferrero in the City of Angels, Compton, California. Yeah, yeah, right. How about Ron Gronkowski, the tight end for the New England Patriots? How good is he as far as, like, non-quarterback players are concerned? Better than J.J. Watt? More valuable than Watt?
I think there's an argument that can be made that he's more valuable than J.J. Watt, but at the same time, you're also talking about a guy that plays with Tom Brady. Tom Brady has made a career off making his receivers look phenomenal. I mean, he won a Super Bowl with Deion Branch and Troy Brown as his wide receivers. Nothing against Troy Brown and Deion Branch, but they're not world beaters. Maybe a couple Pro Bowls between them combined. Rob Gronkowski, I think even if you took him off the Patriots, put him on another team with a lesser quarterback, he'd still be terrific. Obviously not the beast that he is right now just because of the skill level of Brady, Belichick, the coordinators, the scheme, all that. But Rob Gronkowski is one of those rare athletic monsters, similarly to J.J. Watt, where Gronk can outrun you, he can outmuscle you, and he can outjump you all at the same time. And as much of a dumb jock persona he may take off the field, he's a pretty intelligent football player. He knows how to work routes. He knows how to run them. He knows how to catch. Rob Gronkowski, for considering he wasn't a first-round pick, was an absolute great pick there by the Patriots. He's a beast.
You know, Zach, I got to tell you, Aaron Donald, a defensive tackle for the Los Angeles Rams, I've never seen a guy get off the ball quite as fast as he does. He just gets off the ball like just before the other guys. I don't know if he's on what he's taking or whatever. The bottom line is maybe he does a whole lot of express before the game, but he seems to beat those guys, be able to get off the ball. And when you get off the ball a quarter second or just a hundredth of a second before the other guy, you've got the advantage over him. But what separates him from the other stud defensive tackles besides this that first step off the snap? What separates him? He's quick.
You know, yeah, he's quick. He's a strong guy. I think he's a lot stronger than a lot of the other tackles. And, I mean, I think, honestly, like, the Rams have had good defense despite being, you know, kind of like a middle-of-the-pack to bottom-of-the-pack team. They've always had that good defense over the past, like, couple years. So, I don't know. I think he's in a good scheme. Jeff Fisher's a coach that always manages to have, like, a good defense in place. So I think that's kind of the advantages he has going for him.
Will the Cal quarterback start in his first year for L.A., Dominic?
Yeah, there's no way Nick Foles or a guy like Case Keenum is able to be the quarterback all year. They're just not good enough. There's no way Jared Goff doesn't start at some point.
Okay, what about Paxton in Denver? Any chance of him starting this year?
That one's also really interesting because, again, the options.
He's 6'7". He's really good.
He has all the athletic tools you could want. He's still a much more raw product than Carson Wentz and Jared Goff. And the guys in front of him might be even worse than Case Keenum and Nick Foles. Mark Sanchez, it should be a backup quarterback. Mark Sanchez, if Mark Sanchez at this point in his career is starting for your team, either there was an unfortunate injury or you done and screwed up and didn't secure services for a quarterback better than Mark Sanchez. I think Lynch is going to take longer to develop than Goff, so he may start, but I would put the percentages far less than Jared Goff starting, and I think he'll be less effective if he does play.
Father Jasmine Young, the aforementioned Von Miller, of course, at the club, the Playhouse Club, Thursday night with all the guys down there in L.A. and acting like a bit of a dick wearing a hoodie, all this kind of shining people on. Anyway, was he the difference for the Broncos in the Super Bowl and the AFC Championship?
I definitely think so. I mean, you could make the argument that he's the best overall defensive player in the league, so definitely. And, I mean, what do you guys think about the rumor going around that the 49ers might trade Colin Kaepernick for him? Do you think that there's any weight to that? And if so, who wins that trade?
I jump on that, but Colin Kaepernick right now, according to my man Dominic Jimenez here, he looks like the Doughboy.
No, he's slimmed down. He actually has lost a lot of muscle. He looks...
But
he
don't
less
look
ridiculously
hard, look,
jacked.
But do you think that you don't think he was taking Flintstone vitamins there, huh?
No.
Zach, did he have a Flintstone vitamin look to you?
Nah, I don't.
Oh, maybe it was the tattoos.
He wasn't like ridiculous. You know, he wasn't like bodybuilder level like with some of these guys.
Okay, Odell Beckham. How good is Odell Beckham? Best wide receiver in football right now, of course, the New York Giants. He's quite a player, no doubt about that. But since he debuted in week 5 of the 2000 season, Beckham's has 25 touchdowns. That's pretty amazing, Dominic.
Odell Beckham is definitely one of the top wide receivers. I would still put Antonio Brown ahead of him just because Antonio Brown has that speed that Odell Beckham doesn't quite have. But in terms of being an all-around receiver, Odell Beckham might be number one, and it'd be hard to argue against it.
Listen, this guy is amazing. I'm talking about Khalil Mack, of course, the linebacker defensive end for the Oakland Raiders. Just 2 seasons into an NFL career, he's already putting up great numbers. Of course, the NFL's best all-around edge rusher in some people's mind. He made history last year being the first player selected at two different positions, defensive end and outside linebacker on the Pro Football Writers Association All-NFL team. And after watching his teammate of 2015 close it out with 10 sacks in his final six games, Derek Carr believes Mac can break Michael Stephens' single season record for sacks. The bottom line is, he's an amazing, amazing athlete, Mr. Mack. He moves so well, Dominic.
Khalil Mack definitely moves well. He's very intelligent, has that high football IQ. And you know, I don't know how it's going to be coming out this season because Aldon Smith, I believe, is going to be suspended again. However, when he's got help on the other end, it's one of those situations where they can't always commit the tight end or an extra blocker to Khalil Mack's side of the field. And when you don't have all of that focus on Khalil Mack trying to stop him, he's going to have a little more one-on-one, a few more one-on-one matchups. He's going to have a few more favorable lineups on the line. And that's when he can be most devastating, is when he gets you one-on-one and you don't have a guy to help block with a tight end or a running back to chip at Khalil Mack. And if he does have help on the other end, it's entirely possible he breaks Strahan's record at some point.
Okay, Tiger Woods is toast. He is never coming back. I keep telling you that. You keep telling me that he is. But the bottom line is, I watched him do his thing. I think he was like 3 or 4 years old on the Tonight Show, the Johnny Carr Show, the Merv Griffin Show, something like that, hitting golf balls. Now, his kid's 7 years old. He came in like second or third in a tournament this week.
Yeah, he tied for second in a U.S. Kids golf event in West Palm Beach, Florida.
That's sort of cool.
It's cool. I'm not going to put any stock into it whatsoever, but it's very cool.
If you can golf at the age of seven, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know how to play golf at the age of seven. First of all, you've got a few bucks because you're not swinging with some man's club.
Yeah, but he's playing against other seven-year-olds. I mean, if you want to take it out of context, he shot 19 over par on a nine-hole course.
Give the kid any props whatsoever. I'm trying to help Tiger out. Poor Tiger getting trashed on the show week in, week out. Tiger, of course, got the snot kicked out of him by the old lady where she broke his car up with her golf club, hit him a couple times. Will you at least admit to me, Dominic, that he hasn't been the same since that ass-whooping he took from the wife?
Absolutely not. I will absolutely agree with you that he is not even close to being the same since that happened.
Straight up, this is Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco and his All-Stars. One segment to go. This is live from the Sports Byline Studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. We only live network show, live from the city by the bay, but live in the continental USA, the entire country. We're coming to you live from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California, and the Sports Byline Studios. I am the Taco Man. This is Johnny Taco and his All-Stars.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
I made so many mistakes.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Can't you keep out of trouble?
It's automatic. Before I ask my guys to tell me something I don't know, something I sort of do know, I sort of know on the fringes here. Of course, UFC was sold this week for $4 billion, but I want to ask you, Dominic, why were you in Vegas Tuesday and Wednesday, and why are you at Zuffa Sports?
We inquired on acquiring the UFC. However, at the price point, we were outpriced, and you know when you're spending that much, there's not a ton of profit to be made.
Did the pending litigation have anything to do with the price?
A little bit. Yeah.
Okay. Now, Zach Attack Young, tell me something I don't know, baby.
Well, you may not know that the NBA set the record for foreign players drafted. This year's draft, out of the first 30 players, that's the first round, 15 of them were foreign players.
Well, I'll tell you something you don't know. Oakland, California's went through 3 police chiefs in 9 days. Dominic Jimenez, take that one away.
All right. 40,135. That was the attendance at Tropicana Field in St. Petersburg last Friday night for Pride Night at the Rays-Giants game. Proceeds went, for portion of the tickets, went to the victims of the Orlando shooting. However, that was the Tampa Bay Rays' largest regular season crowd since 2006.
Why can't they draw down there? I mean, it's a perfect baseball weather. I mean, Southern Florida is fantastic for baseball, man.
The weather's perfect.
Oh, the Latinos?
I think part of it is the clientele, a lot of older people that don't want to go out and sit for 3 hours and watch a game. And I want to say part of it's the Rays stadium is an absolute dump. But the Marlins have a beautiful stadium, and nobody goes to that either. So I don't really know.
Zach Attack, you and Jasmine have a great week, my brother.
You as well. Thank you, Pete.
And I will see you tomorrow. Of course, no holds barred, 5 p.m. Pacific time. Zach Attack Young, the co-host there, 5 p.m. Pacific time, right here on Sports Byline. Dominic Cadwaller Jimenez, I bow to you, sir, and I thank you for your time and your presence this evening in the studio.
The bowing is duly noted. Thank you.
You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. I want to thank the man, Scott Cuddy, on the side of the glass. But I also want to thank me, because I am the star. Johnny Taco is all stars, live 10 p.m. Pacific time each and every Saturday night right here on Sports Byline. Until next time, you know where you were. Johnny Taco and his all stars.